Earlier this month, when the Ann Arbor Transportation Authority Board approved filing the Articles of Incorporation for the new countywide transit organization, they hoped the new board could begin meeting within a week or so. Instead, the board has at least 7 holes, as the City of Ann Arbor has determined the current AATA board members can't represent the city on this new board as well. AATA CEO Michael Ford says the current board members worked well with the unincorporated board members, but other people can serve the countywide transit effort too.
The continuity is obviously important, and we want to make sure that folks are knowledgeable, and we've formed a great relationship with our U196 board members. But this is not insurmountable. I think we can work through this issue. We're still committed to the bigger vision of countywide service and transit and providing options for people.
Ford says this delay will mean that they have a better picture of the new authority's footprint before the new transit board starts working. He says a handful of communities have formally opted out of the authority at this time. Communities have until the beginning of November to opt out of the organization. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.